Наскман се джесм се обам да гъч. Дабо етен джано джи уейт масвик чегон. Цейтен джано джи уейтам танде уайт тейк. Ми го да гуен. Джано джи нано. Man, that felt good. I always want to say that about the federal government. Today, I'm very inspired, encouraged, and energized with the turnout of our people. Our people have spoken loud and clear. We are sending a message to the federal government. A message that is very simple. FNGA, no. Treaties, yes. The government of Canada must learn from history. We will never surrender in the fight to protect our rights. We have raised our voices on Parliament Hill. We have taken our fight to the United Nations, and we have taken our struggle to world courts, and now we bring our fight to the streets of Toronto. Today is the day we should be gathering to celebrate our treaties and our inherent rights. Today is the National Day for the elimination of racial discrimination. But in this building, in this very building, the government is talking about a piece of legislation that will impose racial discrimination. It will legislate racial discrimination. And they call it the First Nations Governance Act. But it's not from First Nations. It has nothing to do with governance. Let's call it what it really is. It's an Indian Agents Indian Act Part 2. And we don't want it. The Minister of Indian Affairs says this bill will modernize the Indian Act. You don't modernize colonialism, you reject it. Tens of millions of dollars has been spent to write this act, to hire consultants, to create new organizations to support this bill. $10 million, and this act will not stop one suicide. It will not build one house. It will not send one student to a post-secondary institute. And it will not stop the bleeding of our people. On this day, we should be celebrating the end of racial discrimination. But instead, we have to come here and condemn colonialism. We don't want discrimination through legislation. We want our own legislation to rebuild our nations. We want our own institutions based on our own constitutions. We want healthy communities with strong citizens who will clear a path through the wilderness, a path that will lead us out of colonialism and into the sunlight of our own sovereignty. If the minister is preoccupied with paper, then look at our treaties. Our treaties are still alive and breathing. The minister says it's only the chiefs that don't want this legislation. He says First Nations citizens want this legislation. So I am asking your people again, do we want another Indian Act?
No!
Do we want this so-called Governance Act?
No!
Do we want this Minister of Indian Affairs?
No!
The minister says we don't want to be accountable. I say to him, our books are open. Now I call on the government of Canada, open your books. Show us what you've done with the money you made off our traditional territories. Account for the resources you've taken from our land. In other words, show us the money that sits at Indian Affairs and never makes it to our people. Show us the salaries of your top officials. The minister says he is talking to our people. Well, it's time he started listening. But he's not here today. Thousands of our people are here. Believe me, he will hear our voices when we all speak together. And that message travels far. And that message is, the First Nations of this land demand that Canada respect its nation-to-nation relationship with our people. The First Nations people of this land demand that Canada honor its word and respect our treaties with the Crown. The First Nations people demand that Canada stop trying to do things for us and start doing things with us. All right. This guy's got me covered. Where's my backup? Yes. It gives me great strength to know that our people are behind us, that they are standing with us to protect our rights, to assert what is rightfully ours and our rightful place here in Canada. The government of this country is totally out of touch with our people. When there is mass poverty in our communities, when they are being marginalized, when they are being dispossessed, when it's high rate of unemployment. And yet our communities, other non-native communities prosper around us, but we don't. It's a practice of exclusion, and we no longer will tolerate that. Miigwech, thank you very much, and skumdno. Hey, good day.